Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Becky Milton. She is a yacht charter specialist with Blue Water Yachting. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good to meet you. I mean, we've had some emails back and forth, but now we finally get to meet. Tell me about you. Where are you located right now?
Right now, I'm in Antibes, which is where I live. I have lived here for 5 years. I work in Monaco in the office normally, but obviously in these days and times, really, you know, there's a lot of working from home going on. So that's where I am today, at home.
Well, let me ask, where did you grow up and what got you into yachting?
I grew up in Bristol, which is in the UK, one of the bigger cities in the UK. Didn't go near a boat for many years. And then I moved to Brighton to go to university in Sussex Uni. And like many people that move to Brighton, you kind of don't leave because it's a really nice place to live. Very boho, contemporary, modern. And it's on the coast in the southeast of the UK. And I used to sit on the beach and watch these little yachts go up and down, little sailing yachts, and wonder how on earth I could get on one of those because it looked fun.
And so you had, that was your goal. What did you go to school for? Like, did you want to be a teacher or, you know, something else? Or was
God,
it?
No. Really, no. Christ, no. Deal with children all day. Why would I want to do that? No, I wanted to do what? My degree was in social psychology. Okay. And I wanted to be a Nobel Prize winning health psychologist. And then, so I did my degree and I quickly realized there was no money in it whatsoever. And I was really sick of being poor because in the UK, as I'm sure in Canada as well, you're very poor when you're a student, or most of us are anyway. And so I decided to, I just kind of fell out of uni into a job in Brighton that I could earn some money in, which was recruitment, actually. It was recruiting doctors and nurses and sociologists and social workers and that kind of thing for the NHS. And I did that for quite a few years, actually, I think about 10 years on and off. So nothing to do with my degree whatsoever.
And so when you finally got into, did you do any crewing? I mean, you like sailing.
No, I hadn't been on I'd been on a ferry to the Isle of Wight and that was it. No, I'd never been near it, but because my mum actually gets really, really seasick and she's quite scared of the water anyway. I think we once took a ferry to Normandy in France and that was literally it. I wasn't allowed to go sailing on the river in Bristol or anything, and so I was 31 by the time I actually stepped onto a sailing yacht to learn how to sail. I think it was in my blood. I think a couple of generations ago I kind of had a few naval people in my ancestry, and I've always wanted to learn to sail or be on the water, not in the water, on the water. But because of my upbringing and my mum hating anything that floated, including Lilos, it took me a while to get on board.
And once you got on board, tell me how you felt. Tell me what drew you to it.
Oh my God, it was life-changing, actually. It was a neighbour of mine, so I was living in Brighton, and my neighbour said, I'm going to do Competent Crew, which is a 5-day course in the UK. It's an RYA course, so the Royal Yachting Association run it. And it's basically 5 days on board a boat being taught how to sail. So you go on knowing nothing and you quickly learn that the toilets aren't called the toilets and the kitchen isn't called the kitchen and the bedrooms aren't called, and left and right aren't called left and right. And you start to become very confused. And you learn you start to learn the rigging technology of how to sail and to tie a bowline and that kind of like basic, if you're on board a boat, could you be useful sort of stuff. And it's a week at sea, pottering up and down the coast. And I was just in love. By the end of day one, I was entirely obsessed. And I knew that somehow I wanted to kind of work this into my life long term. And in the UK, as in a lot of the Commonwealth, I think you follow the RYA path for sailing. So you do your day, you do your competent crew, you do your day skipper, which is a couple of weeks of learning a bit of theory and then putting that into practice on the water and learning the rules of the road and the collision regulations and that kind of thing. And you kind of work up to your yacht master, which is still very relevant today in super yachting. We have a lot of people coming into the industry already with their yacht master, thanks to their sailing background. And it just means you're pretty good at planning a course to steer and passage planning, and you should know your collision regulations and your general rules of the road pretty well by the point you're at yacht master. So that's what I worked my way up to quite quickly, actually, in a couple of years, because I was just obsessed. I was so passionate about it. I just loved it. I just only wanted to be with people that knew about boats. Started hanging out at Brighton Yacht Club to be with all the yachties. And it just kind of like takes over your life. It's all you want to talk about. Bit of a bore, really, I suppose.
So when you got into, you know, did you go directly into becoming a yacht charter specialist, or was there a path you took? How did you become what you are now?
Well, I think like most people, I kind of fell into the super yacht industry. I didn't even, you know, it's not a career choice at school, is it? Most people don't know this industry exists, really, from a career planning perspective. Yeah, once I was sailing and I was doing lots and lots of racing offshore, doing lots of fast nets and Atlantic stuff and all that. And so you build up your contacts in racing and yachting generally. And it turned out a few people I was racing with were living and working in Antibes on boats. They kept saying, "You must come down. It's so cool. You could get a job on a boat." And I was like, "Oh, I don't know really if I want to ruin my passion of sailing by working as a sailor. I don't want to lose that passion that I have for it." So, but in the end, I'd always wanted to do like a gap year in France. And I was working as an operations manager for this really intense company, doing lots of firing of people. And I realized I'd turned into a bit of a grumpy old cow, really. Which happens when you're like firing people a lot. And I just thought, God, I really need to like take a sabbatical year. So I said to my boss, "I'm going to go to the south of France for a year." And I thought, well, I can't afford to just go for a year on holiday. So what I'll do is I'll apply to some, you know, little companies down in the south of France, see what I can get. And a couple of those companies replied to me. And because I had a background in recruitment and also sailing, becoming a crew agent seemed to be the obvious choice, and I ended up working for Blue Water as a crew agent for a good few years, where you recruit and place crew on board super yachts. And so I worked for Blue Water for a couple of years. Then I had a little shift of career and went to live in Montenegro for 3 years, where we were building a big super yacht marina in Tivat, Porto Montenegro. Highly recommend it. And then I missed France so much. I really did miss France. So I came back to Blue Water as their group sales manager. And I just kept annoying my boss and saying, "Please let me be a charter broker. Looks really fun. Looks really glamorous. I could do that." And eventually he just kind of gave in to shut me up, I think. And so that was only a couple of years ago. So I became a yacht charter specialist, we call it, about 18 months ago, just as COVID hit. So that was good. Yeah, perfect timing. So at first I hated it. I just thought, oh God, it's, you know, it's quite a steep learning curve, even if you've been in yachting for a while, because it's very contract based, and you have to work quite hard for a lot of things that just don't come off, you know. You're working hard for people that haven't booked or paid anything. A bit like brokerage. It's just, you just don't know which ones are going to come through as charter contracts and which ones are just going to go quiet on you. But that's how I got into charter. I just nagged my boss. You've got to be honest with what you want to do, Ria, you see?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that what sales is all about?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Never giving up.
Never giving up and just annoying people until they give you what you want.
So you're annoying your clients until they say yes?
Oh, no, I'm much more subtle than that. But yeah, basically. That's where the psychology degree comes in handy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Actually, that would make you really, really good at sales.
Well, we'll see. I'm only 2 years in. But yeah, it's this year's going quite well, which is nice because, you know, last year was tough. This year, things are opening back up quite quickly, and our clients generally are very optimistic and booking, which is what
are you
like.
Finding any changes this year in sort of the yacht charter market than in previous years? I know that you've only been in for 18 months, but I'm sure that you have access to files, etc. But are you finding that yacht charter guests are looking for longer stays, or are they still looking for about the same amount of time?
I've not personally noticed the difference. I think it very much depends on the budget. So I deal with a lot of first time charterers because I'm a junior yacht specialist. Right. Specialist.
So,
you know, they're kind of new to charter. So a lot of my job is explaining how it works and how the only price you've got to bear in mind, might be some tax on there. You know, so no, for me, no is the answer to that question. But maybe for a more senior yacht specialist, charter specialist, you might get a different answer.
So how long do you think you're going to stay as a yacht charter specialist? Is this where
this is it. This is the retirement plan. You'll be interviewing me again when I'm 75.
Excellent. And if I'm interviewing you when you're 75, we're not going to talk about how old I will be.
No, we'll just be talking about food and everything we were talking about.
Food, yeah. Yeah. Ultimately, for the viewers out there, Becky and I have decided that when we both retire, we're just going to travel around the world and eat. So if anybody wants, or we're also going, we discussed the fact that we might actually find the best Eggs Benedict on the planet. So if anybody wants to sponsor our mission to find the best Eggs Benedict on the planet and, you know, pay for us to travel the world and eat Eggs Benedict everywhere.
It's a very important mission that needs to be taken seriously. I think we should, right. We should start some crowdfunding maybe. In search of the Eggs Benedict.
What is that? Patreon or whatever? Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. We really need to find the best Eggs Benedict on the planet.
Well,
I can tell
you look
now.
After the Eggs Benedict, and because my search is for the best mojito in the world. So that will take us to various far-flung countries in South America, I imagine.
Yeah, and we can actually try their Eggs Benedict there at the same time. So we'll be eating a lot of Eggs Benedict while drinking mojitos.
Won't that just bind you up though? We'll be constipated and drunk. Standard, actually. That's how I spent the weekend.
Becky, I've got to say, it's been an absolute pleasure. And we should probably do this every week. I mean, you know, it's comedy gold,
yeah.
I think.
Video or no video.
At least I think it's comedy gold. Somebody else might not, but I'm good. Please do give us your information and all the links that people get a hold of you if they're looking to do the yacht charter or if they're just looking to find out how to become you.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend that. To get hold of me for your dream holiday, though, exactly. you want to go on to bluewateryachting.com and I'm on there. And you can see many, many examples of the yachts that you could charter from little tiddlers all the way up to the big ones. And you can find me on Instagram under Sailor Gal. But yeah, I'm on the website at Blue Water, so please do get in touch.
Nice one. Well, thank you once again, Becky, and I'm going to hold you to the touring the world and eating our way.
Wicked.
When we get old enough. Or make enough money, whichever comes first.
We're old enough.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host. We'll see you again next time.